We began this holy vigil with a fire. And then from that fire, we lit our Paschal candle. And this candle represents Jesus. And as we entered into the church that was in complete darkness, the light of Christ, the light of this Paschal candle, cast out the darkness. And as we entered into the church, the light grew as each and every one of us lit our own candles. And this is the great news that we celebrate tonight, that Jesus, who is the light of the world, embraced death and then rose to new life in his resurrection. En esta noche, empezamos esta vigilia con nuestra vela pascual, símbolo de Jesús, la luz del mundo. Y aunque la iglesia fue en oscuridad, la luz de esta vela puede ser la luz que puede triunfar las tinieblas. Y de esta vela vamos por este tiempo de Pascua. Vamos a tener esta vela recordando Jesús y su triunfo, resurrección de entre los muertos. And this light that entered into the church mirrors the great light, of course, that we heard in our first reading, when God created the heavens and the earth and said, "Let there be light." And from nothingness there was light. There was nothing before God, and he simply created from his sheer will. In that very act of creation that began our very existence, this is a pure gift that God gives to us. However, the gift of creation is only a small gift in comparison to the gift of salvation. What God did for us on the cross is a miracle that we could not have imagined. And so this very night, we commemorate this great work of salvation. As we heard in our Easter proclamation proclaimed by our deacon, "O happy fault that earned so great, so glorious a Redeemer." We know that sin entered into the world because of the fall of our parents, Adam and Eve. But because of God's great love, he did not leave us abandoned to sin and to death. In this very vigil, we will be baptizing new members into our church. We will be receiving those who have already been baptized into full communion of the church. And many of our brothers and sisters will be confirmed in their faith through the sacrament of confirmation. My dear candidates, it is a joy to be with you today, especially for Wagner and for Sebastian, who will be receiving the great gift of baptism. My dear candidates, you will be a new creation in this great gift of baptism. What God will do to your souls is something more miraculous than even creation itself. because God is going to make you a new creation through the waters of baptism. En el gran sacramento del bautismo, somos unidos a Jesús en su muerte y también en su resurrección. Entonces, nuestros hermanos, Wagner y Sebastian, ustedes van a ser unidos a Cristo en este sacramento. And to our brothers and sisters who will be entering into the church and receiving the great gift of confirmation, you all are an inspiration for us as well, as you embrace more fully the life of Christ. As you embrace these sacraments, as you dive deeper into this life of faith, you will be an example for all of us, an example of faithfulness, examples of humility, and examples of joy. We see these great gifts of faith, humility, and joy, especially in a great saint that we celebrate here this year. Este año es un año de júbilo de San Francisco. Hace 800 años, él murió. Entonces, nuestro Papa León ha declarado este año un año de júbilo de San Francisco. What a blessing it is that our Holy Father, Pope Leo, has given us this great year, this jubilee year of St. Francis. And what a blessing that our very Paschal candle reflects this reality as it possesses the Franciscan cross on the very front of it. St. Francis exemplified these virtues of faith, humility, and joy. His great faith allowed him to relinquish all his worldly possessions for the sake of Jesus. His humility allowed him to come up with a new order, a new way of following Christ through radical poverty, chastity, and obedience. And then his joy is exemplified in his care for creation, in the way that he wished to spread the gospel to the four corners of the world. My dear candidates, follow St. Francis. Follow our Lord. Our Lord Jesus wishes to give every grace to us, especially here in the resurrection, his resurrection from the dead. In just a few moments, we will be baptizing our candidates. We will be receiving our new members into the church and the bestowing confirmation on those gathered here. All of us united in prayer, praying for these our candidates, are grateful for the great gift of faith, the life of humility that we live out, and the joy that comes from the resurrection. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia.